Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Gentlemen, this is a Jazzy Fizzle production. Missy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy, can I get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954.
It is a beautiful South Florida day. Patchy clouds, nothing substantial. Nice little breeze coming out of, again, I see my clouds moving coming out of the northwest, but I don't see any planes. So that means it's probably, yeah, coming out of the west. And I would say it's about 75 degrees. That wind looks like it's about 10 to 15 miles an hour.
How you doing, Froggy?
Excellent. It is currently 10 miles per hour on the winds, just like he said, coming out of the north and northwest. Like he mentioned, he said 75 degrees. It's 79 is what they have listed here.
Jeez.
Getting a little warmer on the highs, but the lows are still going to remain in the 60s for the next couple weeks.
Bro, I can't wait to get all these NBA people off notifications on my phone. I am sick of it because every time something gets tweeted, I think something's happening. And it's like, the Warriors are retiring. Andre Iguodala's number 9. I was like, I don't care. Congratulations, but I don't care. Just get to the point where we trade already. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Heat win 125-119 in double overtime against the Orlando Magic. Tyler Hero, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists. Bam Adebayo, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Khalil Ware, 19 points, 10 rebounds. He had 4 three-pointers in the game. Prior to the game, the Heat suspended Jimmy Butler indefinitely. This was the statement that they put out. The Miami Heat are suspending Jimmy Butler without pay, effective immediately, for an indefinite period to last no fewer than 5 games. The suspension is due to a continued pattern of disregard of team rules, engaging in conduct detrimental to the team, and intentionally withholding services. This includes walking out of practice earlier today.
Can I just say this?
Those 5 games, by the way, lead up to the trade deadline.
whenever you get special treatment, you better make damn sure you're doing your job. Because at any point in time, your employer or whoever you work for can go back and say you're disobeying team rules. So you got to make sure you're holding up your end of the bargain at all times. That's part of the deal of getting the perks. That's part of the deal of getting preferential treatment, is we only give preferential treatment to people who are balling out, whatever Absolutely. Your profession is.
Yeah, this goes back. Like, I've heard people say, oh, you guys are a problem with this. Like, yeah, I get it. You guys, like, the Heat have let Jimmy Butler have his own travel accommodations before. That's when things were peachy keen. You know, like, now they're not. And you know they're
acting a fool.
Honestly, from Jimmy's side of things, like, you guys can call it a principled stance if you want to, but it's dumb. Like, you know that they're coming and they're looking for your money wherever they can come get it. And if they got you to bite, oh, they're starting to hate with Highsmith over me. All right, if you can't stand being there on the bench because I thought you were the king of uncomfortable. I thought you were the guy who could go out there and make things really awkward for everybody, no matter what. But apparently he does have his limits, and it seems like it's going to be to the tune of at least millions, maybe not to the five that it's panned out for right now, but it's going to be a substantial amount of money.
You know what's funny? The troller got trolled.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, man, if you're a professional troller, you got to know when the troll is coming.
You think he really hates Haywood Highsmith? Like, was that the extra, like, you think like that was the extra salt in the wound? He goes,
but that's,
well, who's starting over me? Nico? Mm-mm. Highsmith.
What?
The problem
over
the
problem me?
The problem is that this is between Jimmy Butler and the Heat and Pat Riley.
Yeah.
And it's become, and basically have included Spo and his teammates. So they've kind of been asked to take a side, right? With all the questioning and whatever. And Bam yes. probably said it perfectly. No matter what's going on, the games don't change. We still got to go out and win games. That Absolutely. Is our job. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to handle it as best as they can. But I would have to imagine that from a friendship, that this hurts. This hurts them because, like, yeah, they all like Jimmy. Like, they're like, nobody doesn't like Jimmy. And it's getting pushed to the area, and Jimmy even suggested it himself.
I think
right? about when he said, I know the people who've been checking in on me.
Yep, like, he did say that.
You're dragging people into it that have nothing to do with it. What is somebody supposed to say? What is Nico or Bam or what are they supposed to say to you?
Right. What are they supposed to say? Like, it's one of these things where it's like, and the, you know, we could all laugh at like the Kevin Love memes on Instagram, and they are objectively funny, but you know, I think there does come a point where it's like, all right, but we do have to acknowledge this is a really, really weird situation.
Right.
And you know, at some point, you can't be out here trying to torpedo other people's years. Like, it's,
and that's the problem. Like, you look at guys like Tyler, like Jaime, you look at Nico, you look at Bam, you look at these guys and even Kalau to a certain extent, they're just kind of going into that period of time where they are supposed to start getting to their prime.
This
situation is kind of like hindering that to some extent, except for Tyler, who's balling, I might add. Good.
He is deserved all-star. I know it's a packed backcourt, so, you know, but he is playing at an all-star level. There's no doubt about that. Brian Windhorst was on SportsCenter, and he revealed yesterday that the Heat have actually lowered their asking price for Jimmy Butler in trade talks.
Now it'll only take two empanadas instead of a box.
What's your sense of where things stand right now?
Well, the Heat really are trying to move him. I think there might be a perception out there because it seems like it's gone on for weeks that they're not. But they are. And from the sources I've been talking to for the last really 48 hours, but definitely tonight, the Heat's price has dropped. They are willing to do more than they were when this all started last month. The Heat are trying to get this done. The difficulty, Scott, is the one team that really, really wants Jimmy Butler and the team that he really, really wants to go to is the Phoenix Suns. And the Suns have basically the most untradeable contract in the league, not just because Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause, but because how much he's owed on that contract versus what his production is. And even if you could convince him to accept a trade to a certain place, it's a hard thing to do. And so you're really trying to squeeze not just drops of blood out of a stone. You're trying to squeeze a gallon of blood out of a stone. And these teams have been running their heads into it for weeks, and it's not helping what's going on the court and off the court with Jimmy and the Heat.
Yeah, and it's also like you're getting mad at a situation, and it, you know, it's honestly almost admirable that the Heat are trying to get him where he wants to go, like with as no much help, as they have
with
been,
no, with absolutely no help from him,
with zero help from him, with him being the biggest pain in the ass, and they still were trying to get him to Phoenix, and it's like, oh yeah, but by the way, also we have no control over the other guy because he has a no trade clause.
So you think Jimmy hates Bradley Beal?
He probably hired the heckler.
Jeez.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Makes you sense. Think it's probably one of those dudes he plays dominoes with. He goes, "Listen, here's 10 grand. I'm going to fly you to Phoenix and just heckle the hell out of it." He goes, "How about we talk?" He goes, "Kid crying heckling."
Oh.
Jeez. Jeez.
We'll take a break. More to come on this back after this. Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Call 832-930-6181. Jennifer, have you locked in to go to the Ottawa Senators Beer Fest? Has that been are you boots on the ground, beer on the ground for Cats Beer Fest, pucks and pints?
So what day is it?
I think it's the day before the Super Bowl, so I think it's next right. Saturday.
So unfortunately, and this could be my damage is done also,
mm-hmm.
I will be out of town that week. Yeah, you know,
so you're missing a Super Bowl party.
I didn't even notice till after the booking, and
there she goes again.
I was so hurt.
Third year in a row, she skipped out.
Second year, buddy.
No, I think it's the fourth year in a row that she had.
Fourth year in a row.
She's got a long she's got a longer dynasty than the Chiefs of skipping Leroy's Super Bowl party.
Wow, dude. She plans things for this day, I think.
No, I don't. It was very unexpected, and that's where my damage is done, basically. Why? I was so hurt that I'm going to be out of town.
You're gonna miss
so I'm missing Leroy's party, I'm missing his food, I'm missing his company.
Well, where are you going? Us. Are you going like on a vacation?
Yeah. Wedding? So,
are you going on a friend's trip? Is it like what are you doing?
I am making up for a ticket I couldn't use last year due to an emergency. And I have until this month basically to use it, and so I'm leaving to Washington.
The state or the city?
Yeah.
The state.
Oh, really? Wow, you're going to love it there. Grunge.
I am so excited.
Yeah. I mean everybody there is just going to be so in their feelings.
Very emotional.
Very emotional.
Very sad. But I like it. Washington has a great nature. Great.
That's what excites me, and that's why I'm going, because you already know how I am. I love it.
By the way, we're giving you guys a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guests Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and that other guy at Hard Rock Stadium in July. Text the word "hard." No, I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it.
I've never even heard of the guy. I don't think he's the selling point.
I forgot the name already, actually. I actually
spoke to who it was who put this code word, and their explanation for putting it was because it was funny. And I told you guys.
Very mature, Tyler. Very mature of you.
No, it wasn't Tyler.
Oh, Tyler's getting the blame, too.
It was the other one.
Brian?
Brian. Mm-hmm. Totally Brian.
Grow up, Brian.
Grow up, dude.
Champion, Gavin, Gavin Adcock is going to be there.
There you go.
Gavin. Okay. That's my fault.
Can we like maybe hear from Gavin Adcock? Maybe one of these, you know, we every once in a while you want to hear from an Adcock and see what kind of singles that he's got.
You
got to
check him out.
Right. So anyway, text the word hard.
Oh, great.
Spell it.
H-A-R-D.
Yeah.
20357. Yeah. Blue Chew. Text that to 20357 and you guys can win your way in to see Morgan Wallen and friends. Ah. Including the queen, Miranda Lambert.
Hmm.
The best. The GOAT, in my opinion. Love her.
It's still astonishing to me that she is opening.
I know.
It's not real.
My wife's like, get me. She's like, you know, I don't know how to do all these pre-sales, JFig. She's like, get the pre-sale. And I'm like,
I hate them.
I don't know how to do that. And also, so this means I have to pay $700 to see Miranda Lambert now when she, hey, Miranda, do your own concert, dude. If it's $70, it's $70.
Mm. Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't understand.
I don't want to go see the chair thrower. I'm just
and then it's a gamble. It's a whole
I do
gamble.
Enjoy his music. You think Jimmy Butler will be there? Probably not, right? Well, maybe it's the summer, right? July.
What if he's not even in the state?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good call. He'll find a way. You know how he is with these planes.
Here was you got Windhorst on this whole thing. He's saying now the Suns are possibly out on a possibility for Jimmy Butler because of the Bradley Beal deal. Here was Windy on SportsCenter.
Discussions with the league, and I want to be real careful. I am not saying this is for sure going to happen. I am not predicting what's going to happen. But I do think some teams that thought they were out of this are coming back in because it doesn't look like the Suns and Heat are going to be able to consummate a deal. I think we might see a team swoop in here and get Jimmy Butler at a cheap price, a guy who can be the best player in a playoff series at a bargain price. And I think that's the phase of this where we're at. And so if a team pulls that off, and I'm not going to tell you the teams that are trying because I can't wade into those waters. This could be a trade that affects the outcome of this season. So definitely a very interesting next 2, 3, 4 days here.
I have gone into the entire Jimmy Butler saga really not expecting to get much. Like, and from my standpoint, I really just don't want the Heat to be burdened with anything. If this just ends with basically you're getting expirings and or maybe you want that goes into a year and the Jimmy Butler thing is washed your hands of it, I'm good with it. I really am. Like I saw some carnival barker who's like, oh, Philly's poking their nose into do a Paul George Jimmy Butler trade. And I'm like, yeah, no thanks. I don't want Paul George for the next 4 years. You know, I'd rather have Bradley Beal than I would Paul George for the next year. Dude looks like a corpse on the court. No, thank you. That's really where I've been at from the start of this thing. I haven't expected to get a heap of picks because I understand Jimmy Butler's the age that he's at. And he commands a lot of money. If somehow they could get a nice young player, oh my God. I mean, that would be a home run for the Heat. Because even with Jimmy Butler, even if this was cordial, I don't feel like you were going to get a lot for Jimmy Butler. I really didn't.
At this point, you can't have any expectations, really.
No, you can't. But Windhorst is on First Take today saying he thinks a trade is happening soon. Like, the Heat are moving. It does feel like the Phoenix thing is going off into the ether. There's a report today that says the Warriors have reengaged. Several teams have reengaged the Heat. So, you know, maybe the Heat have been pretty hard stance on hoping to get a haul for Jimmy Butler, and now it's just like, let's just get him the hell out of here. Which is kind of how I was from the start of this thing. I just thought, hey, get him the hell out of here and put your. I know the Heat have like the 2026 pipe dream. Have you guys heard about the pipe dream?
No, I haven't heard about the pipe dream.
You haven't heard about the pipe dream?
I haven't heard about it.
What's okay? Here's the thing, dude. Now, this may be all for naught. It could be done in the summer, right? However, somebody becomes a free agent in 2026. A certain Slovenian star that goes by the name of Luka Doncic.
conveniently next to you.
Brate is Goran. And so if the Miami Heat were to keep their decks cleared, you got Duncan Robinson's deal expiring, you got Terry Rozier's deal expiring, you got whatever Jimmy's money turning into expiring. That's about $90 million in cap space that goes. Now, it is with the caveat, Luka Doncic could sign like a $350 million extension this offseason. So he may really like Texas. I don't know. But a lot of the owners, their thought is that, oh, you know, are we really going to give out big contracts if we feel like the guy's going to ask out? Who's to say? But remember, it's new ownership in Dallas. It's not Mark Cuban, even though that may entice me to stay even more. I'm just saying, dude, Slovenians love Miami, okay? And let's just say the Miami Heat. Keep an eye on this. Goran Dragic has spent the last couple of years, you know, enjoying his time down here. He's got a new squeeze, seems to be liking life. But if all of a sudden this summer, if you're really serious about this Miami Heat, this Luka Doncic thing, and maybe you wait until Luka doesn't sign the extension, but if you're really serious about this, you make Goran Dragic the vice president of something. I don't really know what, but you make him a vice president of something. You put Gogi in a tie. He's going to look very handsome, nice. And then all of a sudden, you have his mentor in the fold. If anybody was going to sell Luka Doncic and getting his fat ass into Heat culture shape, it would be Gogi.
If I'm honest.
Or maybe Chris Quinn all of a sudden. He takes... Chris Quinn finally gets a head coaching job. You need somebody to be on the coaching staff all of a sudden. Who? Goran Dragic, would it look good in a coaching polo? I don't know. So I'm just saying, keep an eye on it. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not going to do my thing. I'm not going to do that.
But you did.
They kind of.
Well, just
like
just
2 minutes ago.
No. But it wasn't a true whale call. Do just you for have example.
Memory loss.
But I'm just saying, watch Goran Dragic. That's the next chess piece.
Okay.
If Goran Dragic is brought back into the family, and you have Goran, Nico, Bam, Kalel, Tyler Hero, and who would fit right into that spot? Oh, Luka. A beluga whale, if you will.
You just said you weren't going to do
that. Just for example, JP. Just for example.
Okay.
For example.
Pretty sure we know what? How that sounds like.
I'm just saying. Make Goran Dragic some kind of vice president. I think Sun Steve said international. Make Goran Dragic Miami Heat vice president of international affairs.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Goran Dragic puts on a tie. All of a sudden, everybody loves Goran. All right? We've just been looking for the right role. And you bring in Gogi. You, if you're serious about your Luka pursuit, you got to bring in some real bait to harpoon a beluga whale. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Keep an eye, everybody, on Gogi. Keep an eye on Goran Dragic. Be snooping around you, Gogi. You've been a little too quiet lately.
So that's
almost
the,
like you're up to something.
That's the pipe dream. Then we're done with Ant. We're no longer pursuing Ant. Is that what you're saying? Because that was
we're not no longer doing anything, Frog Boy. But gotcha. Ant is still under contract. One guy can be a free agent, and the other can't right now.
Fair,
you know,
fair.
Maybe Ant does come into the fold. I don't know. Who's to say? I'm not sure. But what I do know is if Luka Doncic does, for whatever reason, if he did turn out, now he probably won't. Who turns down $300 million guaranteed? Although he has already made a lot of money. I'm just saying, keep an eye on it. Texas is boring to Slovenians.
You know, when Goran and Luka first faced off at the Kaseya Center, whatever it was called then, those Slovenians did not leave until both Gogi and Luka came out.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. So I'm just and LeBron just says this is when Tobin pisses me off. I don't understand, dude. I am not. I just want to be clear here. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but this is what the Miami Heat are trying to do. I'm just letting you know, this is what they're trying to do. But I'm telling the Miami Heat right now, okay? You guys, this is, to be fair, Pat, you know I love you. But you've been whiffing like Stan on a slider lately, okay? A lot of strikeouts. You need to come at this with a new tilt, with an adorable accent. And what I think you need to do is put Goran Dragic in a suit. You make him vice president of international affairs. Or if you lose somebody on the coaching staff, you make him an assistant coach. And then all of a sudden, Goran Dragic is like, hey, Brate. And he goes, what do you want, Goran? I want to rescue you from Dallas, Bobby. Just saying, keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on Goran Dragic. That's it. We'll go back to task at hand. We'll go back to the task.
We've never not kept our eyes on him.
I'm just so
especially with you.
I don't keep my eye. I let Goran be Goran.
Him out right before he even gets into the building.
That's my Brate. I love Goran. All I'm telling you is, should the Miami Heat hire Goran Dragic in some type of a role?
I think they should.
You know what's up. Okay? Just remember Tobes told you. Follow the Gogi, all right? Follow the dragon. If you bring the dragon into the into the den, all of a sudden, you know what we're trying to do. You know what we're trying to do.
You know, I thought that was like a deep saying of some sort. You know, when you bring the dragon to the den, you know what we're trying to do.
You know. Just saying.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for sure. Keep an eye
I'm going to get back to task at hand, okay? Because I'm very excited. I don't even need Luka Doncic, quite frankly, because I have Kalel Ware. I don't even know if I want Luka Doncic to mess this up.
Rookie of the year.
All right.
After I may turn all of that, you
I may turn down Luka Doncic. I may. I don't even because Nico
cannot say that.
No, I'm just telling you. Like
went on a whole 5-minute rant.
I was just laying it out there. I'm laying out the Heat's plan. But old Tobes, nobody asked would you like to ask my opinion?
Okay.
This is your opinion.
That's not my opinion.
This whole thing was your opinion. it. That was your dream.
Wasn't my opinion.
Okay? That was your dream.
I'm telling you right now.
Tell me, what is it that?
In my opinion, I don't even know if we need Luka Doncic because I'm not certain. I'm telling you right now. I'm not even certain we need Luka Doncic. Okay. First of all. Second of all, I'm not certain that Nikola Jovic isn't going to be better. I'm just saying
that's possible.
And Kalel Ware. So I don't even know if I want Luka, but I'm just saying, keep an eye on Goran Dragic.
Someone bring back Leroy immediately.
Well, we did in the spirit of body shaming Luka real quick just before.
Yes. Mentioning.
Look, we don't have to even have to mention this to Leroy when he comes back. We don't even have to mention this to Leroy.
Remember, I am spirit Leroy, so whatever you say that comes into my ears, Leroy somehow hears it.
But I'm just, I don't even know if I want Luka. All right. I love this team. These are my guys right now. Okay.
Maybe just clip the whole segment, Marcos. Just do it.
For sure.
But I'm just telling you, that's what they're trying to do. Okay. Clear the decks, if you will. All right. But you're not serious about getting Luka Doncic if you don't bring in Goran Dragic. You're just not. You're not a serious organization. You're not.
Didn't we do this with KD? Wasn't there like a summer everybody was waiting for? Clear the books. And then it just didn't work out. Haven't we done
this? Well, that was the books. The summer that they met with KD in the Hamptons, they did clear the decks for him when the Chris Bosh money got cleared out. And the problem was they were also in a big time personal standoff with Dwayne Wade, and they paid Hassan Whiteside at midnight. So, you know, didn't really go great for him. Plus, the counterpoint was we had to go up against KD just going to the Warriors, who won 73 games that season.
That's right. Small detail. Forgot about that.
Small detail. Yeah. Small detail.
Carry that, Klay Thompson. I mean, a bum, dude. Jeez.
Anyway,
task at hand.
Take a break. Task at hand. I don't even want Luka right now because right now I have the warehouse and I have Jovic, dude. Okay? And I have Bam and I have all of them playing together. And I don't even know if we have room for Luka right now because we just beat a Magic team and sent their ass to 24-24 on the season. The best win of the season. Where's Luka? Exactly, dude. Exactly. Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to go to lovely Las Vegas. Plus, you get $5,000 for each guest. That's a total of $20,000 for those who can't do math. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. You log into your account or you register for an account. It's free. And all you got to do what you're already doing, which is listen to us for an hour and you get an entry. And you can get one every single day, which will give you more chances to win this. Ergo, you can have more chances to win this trip, this Slam Dunk to Vegas, baby. All you got to do, download the Odyssey app, register or log in, listen for an hour, or any participating station. You know, maybe you want to go to us. Maybe you want to go to Kiss Country. I don't know. Whatever one of the participating stations are on our Odyssey app, check that on out, and you can have that great prize, a trip to Vegas for you and three other friends. The travel dates are March 17th to the 22nd, 2025, and it is a national contest. Oh, Frog Boy.
Yes, sir.
Let us mix it up.
Let us mix it on. Dude.
What do we got today in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, sir, it was a wonderful, wonderful performance yesterday from your Miami Heat. Arguably.
All time!
Best win of the season?
Best win of the season.
best win of the season thus far, like you mentioned just now. Tall Time was... Well, you're calling this Tall Time 2.0? Oh, I saw that.
Tall Time 2.0 with all of them together. And I would say, like, you could argue the Rockets win was a better win because the Rockets are better. I would agree. However, the Rockets win was before all the chicanery really came to a head. Mind you, then Jimmy Butler returned, then we had the whole thing, and then we basically went into stop trying to play basketball gate. So I'm just saying, with the backdrop of what was going on top of unleashing Nikola Jovic, Kalel Ware, Bam Adebayo, it's not only the best win because of the grit and the guts that they showed, and a lot of these wins have, you know, the blown wins to the Magic, the blown wins to the Kings, the blown games to the Pistons. Like, this to me just felt a different type of special. It just felt like with the young guys contributing, you could see the emotions they had afterwards. Probably this is a long way of saying I agree with you. Best win of the season.
Best win of the season. You said it.
Arguable best. That you can say the Rockets win was up there because, you know, you also did have a fight.
And the Rockets
are objectively a better team, and Tyler Herro to get spiked on his head.
Yeah.
But the Jimmy Butler thing wasn't really a thing yet. He was just sick.
Great. And honestly, that was a moment that I thought would kind of bring everyone together. I thought this was going to be galvanized. It's going to be like, let's fight. Nope.
Did not. It was the opposite of galvanize. What is the opposite of galvanize?
Galvin Adcock? Sorry.
I'm going to let Scooby bark at you. Yeah,
that's fair. I deserve that. Yesterday, Tall Time 2.0. Yeah. Defensive chemistry was on display, and Spo talked all about it in his post game. Here is Spo on the Tall Time defense.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's the skill level. I mean, you know, as long as and everybody is intentional about working on things and our spacing, you know, where's the ball going, and then how do we continue to maintain our spacing, and then taking the challenge on the other end. You know, Nico did a good job defensively in the fourth quarter in the overtimes. And then, you know, Kalel and Bam have already been building this, you know, this chemistry defensively. You know, you talk about chemistry offensively, but that also can be a real thing defensively. And that's what we want. We want to make it really hard for teams to score easy buckets, you know, in the paint, at the rim. And then, you know, our offense, we think it'll get better, you know, as we spend more time together.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh,
so good. You know, I have a weird comparison that this entire situation it's a very weird comparison. I'm just gonna admit, I'm gonna forewarn you in this sense. I had a friend who was imprisoned in high school, right? Very bad. But he ended up luckily getting out, and a conversation I had with one of my friends at the time was, hey, if our friend got out but didn't hit you up, would you feel upset? And he was like, no, I would just be happy that he was out, right? Now, this Spo lineup with these three tall people, should I be happy that we finally get to see it? Or should I be like, Spo, what the hell have we been doing all year?
I've seen a lot of people bitch and moan about that on social media, and I would just be like, who cares? He's doing it now. Like, obviously,
yeah, that's the right answer.
Yeah, he should have been doing it. Yeah. I don't know why it took him so long, but it's here now. So
just telling him more things.
And I would say, to my surprise, because I was talking about Tall Time 2.0, I'm a little surprised he did unveil it, because I kind of thought, like, he's going to need a little bit more to, you know, be enticed to do it. But apparently the Magic enticed him to do it. And I got to tell you, Bam Adebayo, his captain yesterday, he likes him some tall point. You know,
the unveiling of you, Nico, and Kalel all together?
I feel like we should do it more often. I feel like it should be in the routine. Obviously, good things happen, and, you know, me and Nico can kind of play point in a sense, but also when we get in transition, man, you got two dudes going downhill and then you have a lob threat, but also a three-point shooter at this point. I'm not going to gas him too much, but yeah, good win.
Yeah, that's good.
I love the I mean, he didn't treat him like how Nico's like, that's my rook. But, you know, he kind of, everyone is taking on this role of mentoring Khalil because it's a tumultuous time right now. It's a crazy time to be a rookie on the Miami Heat.
Dude, he's so good, though. Like, he yesterday, I'm like just watching this guy. And somebody says, Tobes, no more questions. This was a good question. It was positive. It was a lob.
They're saying you were trying to start drama again.
I wasn't starting drama. Bam. Please tell us how awesome this is.
Yes.
But this Khalil Ware yesterday, I mean, look at him. Just look at that stroke that he's got.
A sharp shooter, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he is out here just like he's letting the net rip.
At the same time, should I be worried that Bella Larson missed two free throws? Like, should I be worried about that in the background?
No, don't be worried about that.
No, Khalil Ware, though. Sharp shooter.
Yeah, just look at Khalil Ware right now. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Look at that. Whoa.
Pretty good. Wow. Was this like 7 or 8 in a row?
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. I was like, wow.
Does Bam do that in his warm-ups? No, right? He doesn't do threes, does he?
Does he do threes?
Yeah, like
does Bam shoot threes. He does shoot threes in his warm-up.
So he does like the whole, you know, they'll do like not around the world. I'm sure there's a better one.
He'll shoot them from everywhere.
Because, I mean, Khalil looks comfortable out there.
Yeah,
he's comfortable. And he looks comfortable on the court, which, look, Bam said it, Spo said it, we said it. Tyler Hero echoed the same sentiment yesterday. He said that that whole tall thing, we should do it more.
That a lot. I like that a lot. I mean, I like playing with bigger guys. Me being one of the smaller guys out there, I think that, you know, helps a lot defensively, obviously. But also, Nico's so versatile. He can dribble the ball. We can put him in different spots on the offensive end where he's either initiating offense or he's being a recipient of mine or Bam's attacks.
I like it. I'm a fan. Nico, dude. Jovich, dude.
Almost a triple.
When he hit that. Right? Oh, yeah. And when he hit that three yesterday, I was like, look at this guy. Look at him grow up. I'm so proud of you, Nico.
Growing on up. Give me credit. You called it. Ever since you gave him the keys to the franchise, a bit premature, of course.
I don't think that was premature.
I don't know. A bit premature to give him the keys.
Why was it premature?
I don't know. A little much.
I forgot he did that.
Yeah. Hold on.
That's right.
He is going to get the keys to the franchise.
It seems like it's heading in that direction. And I like it. It's so far, so good. Oh, you got time for one more?
I do have time for one more.
Unfortunately, Leroy won't be here to listen to this cut, but we will enjoy it on his behalf. The man who you said won NFL press conferences yesterday, Aaron Glenn.
Oh, yeah. Well, is this about it? Because Leroy hates Aaron Rodgers. I won't admit that he hates Aaron Rodgers.
It's a very strange thing. It is strange. But Aaron Glenn had an answer on the whole Aaron Rodgers decision and what way he was leaning. This is what the newly introduced Jets head coach had to say.
A couple of things I want to nip in the bud. Listen, I came on Wednesday. Mooch came and got the job on Saturday, and we came here on Sunday, and we started talking. Here's what I do know. Aaron Rodgers will be talked about. It will be talked about. We've already texted that communication with Aaron Rodgers. And as we continue to look at the roster, we'll make decisions accordingly. And that's what a number of people, right, on the team.
All right.
Sounds like he's getting cut, dude. I don't know. Sounds like he is out of there.
I wonder where he's going to go. I feel like he's going to go to it feels like Vegas or Pittsburgh, right?
I feel like he's got to retire, bro. Like, I know he probably...
Do you think he reunites with Mike McCarthy if McCarthy gets the Saints job?
Ooh. I mean, they don't have a quarterback now, right?
They don't. Well, they got Derek Carr. I just don't know how long they want to stick around with him. I'm not sure. Not sure about that.
I think that's a good call. He either reunites with McCarthy or I think he's out of the league.
I don't know. I'd like to ask Leroy about Aaron Glenn, because it was he made clear to say he's not calling the defense, that he's not going to be, he's going to hire coordinators.
Sounds like a guy who's in control.
It sounds like he's in control. He's worried about running the team. And I've always wondered that with Mike McDaniel. Like, it's probably a little bit different being a defensive coach and an offensive coach as far as calling stuff. Like, I'm sure it's a little bit easier to let go of the reins, because it feels like offensive guys are a little bit more of control freaks with that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have wondered that with Mike McDaniel, especially with him. Maybe he can keep track of who's here on time and who's not.
I've wondered not if he potentially needs a play caller. I wondered, did we promote a play caller to a head coaching position? Like, not a lot. Everyone could be Andy Reid. You know, I saw Andy Reid make some calls at the end of that Buffalo game that were very simple, very easy.
But he didn't even call plays in San Francisco. That was the thing. Like, Shanahan,
right?
Huh?
He was run game coordinator, right?
I'm sure. Yeah, he was part of putting together the game plan for sure. He did not call plays until he got here.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, which is why I think he's like so obsessed. He's like, you'll get to call plays, but all right, you've done it. All right, time to grow up and be a head coach. Why? Just because Shanahan does it?
Bah.
You see the way Shanahan looks lately?
Not good. Not good.
Looks like he's had a rough weekend in the Keys, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We'll continue to bask in the best win of the Heat season and talk about Jimmy Buckets, plus some draft fodder that's out there for the Miami Dolphins. There's one player that everybody keeps circling to go to the Dolphins at 13. Take a break. Back after this.